Welcome everybody, shiur number 1386, and the writing is shiur number 538, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of kedima, but brachas, the priority in brachas. Okay, so in reference to foods with the same bracha, for example, if one is eating, we spoke about the last couple of shiur, and we spoke about the fact that there are various different foods, how that goes as far as the order goes. But what about if somebody's eating the same type of food? For example, fruits. I'm eating various different fruits. Now the halacha is we're going to see that you have to make a bracha on one of the fruits. You don't make a bracha on every fruit. If I'm eating an apple, an orange, a grape, I don't make a bracha. I have to make a bracha for your eights. But if I'm eating them all together at the same time, right, I don't make a bracha for your eights three times. I make one bracha for your eights. Now the question is, which fruit should I make the bracha priyates on, whereby I'll have in mind the other fruits? In other words, maybe the apple, maybe the orange, maybe the grape. I'll make one bar priyates and have in mind the other fruits, and the other fruits will be in front of me, and it's automatically included. So in reference to foods with the same bracha, for example, very common case, if one is eating various different fruits, there are various factors which determine the halacha in reference to on which fruit, like we said, should the bracha of ha'eitz actually be made and include the other fruits. And therefore, a very common scenario in reference to fruits is if one is eating various types of fruits, and amongst those fruits are the shivas aminim, the seven special fruits. Which we're going to talk more about them. Whose after bracha is a al ha'etz. Those are seven. It's actually five fruits, and two of them is over there is wheat and barley, which is not really a fruit, which we're going to see. Yeah, that's usually is cookies, cakes are made out of that, right? But as far as fruits themselves, it's really five, but we call it the shivas aminim, the seven fruits, and on that we make a al ha'etz. Unless it's made, like we said, into wheat or barley, it's made into cookies, cakes, then it's an al ha'michya, if somebody ate the right amount in the right amount of time. So now in that case, the fruit from the shivas aminim would come first. That's al ha'chalamaisa. Bottom line is, what do you make the bracha on? Which fruit do you make the bracha on? In that case, the fruit from the shivas aminim would come first. So for example, if one is eating grapes, one is eating apples, one is eating oranges. So the bracha of Borei Pri Ha'etz should be made on the grape. The grape is one of the shivas aminim. Grape is one of those five special fruits, right? So if one is eating, like we said, grapes, apples, oranges, it could be any fruits, but in this case, I'm eating grapes, I'm eating apples, I'm eating oranges, so I have to make one bracha Borei Pri Ha'etz. What do I make it on? So it should be made on the grape, because of the fact that the grape is from the shivas aminim, is from those special fruits that a al ha'etz is made on if one eats enough, the right amount of time, and that will include that Borei Pri Ha'etz will also include the Borei Pri Ha'etz that has to be made on the orange and the Borei Pri Ha'etz that has to be made on the apple. Same thing if you're eating a plum or whatever the case might be, the bracha would be made on one of the shivas aminim. In our case, it is a grape. Now we're going to talk about upcoming shiurim. Let's say I'm eating only shivas aminim. Let's say I'm eating pomegranates. I'm eating grapes. I'm eating figs. Those are all part of the shivas aminim. Which one do I make first? Right. That's all I'm eating. They're all shivas aminim. What do I do now? So we're going to see what those halachas are and how that works. But first, the simple part is to make it very simple. Is you have other fruits which are not part of the shivas aminim, and one of them is what from the shivas aminim. So you want to make the bracha on the one that is from the shivas aminim, like in our case, we saw the grape. Okay, so the same halacha goes for the rest of the shivas aminim. If they're eaten together with other fruits, the bracha of ha'etz should be made on the fruit from the shivas aminim and will include the other fruits. So let's say I'm eating, for example, a pomegranate. I'm eating an orange and a pomegranate. So pomegranate is one of the shivas aminim. So I have to make the Borei Pri Ha'etz on the pomegranate, and that'll include the orange, or that'll include the apple, whatever it might be. Now, if I'm eating a banana, banana is a Borei Pri Adama, so that's a totally separate thing. And of course, I would make the, like we spoke about in the past, the Borei Pri Ha'etz comes first anyway. So if I'm eating, we'll just try and give examples as we go. So I'm eating an apple and a banana. So I'm going to make a Borei Pri Ha'etz, and then I'm going to make a Borei Pri Ha'adam. Again, assuming that I'm eating them, you know, at the same sitting. In the same sitting, I'll make a Borei Pri Ha'etz on the apple, and then I'll make a Borei Pri Ha'adam on the banana. But if I'm eating, for example, a banana, an apple, and a pomegranate, so I'm going to make the Borei Pri Ha'etz on the pomegranate. Have in mind the apple also, where the apple is in front of me, and then I'll make the Ha'adamah on the banana. So in other words, no new bracha of ha'etz is made on the other fruits. Now, all of the above is only if one is going to be eating all the fruits together, like we said. In other words, either it's in front of them or they have a mind to eat the other fruits too, right? Then we say to make the bracha on the fruit from the Shivas Aminim and include the other fruits. But if a person is not eating the other fruits, let's say I have grapes in the fridge and I want to just eat an apple, you're not mechuyev to go get the grape, so I can make a bar priyates on the grape. I don't want a grape now, I only want an apple, right? We spoke about that in the past. So one would just, it's only our cases is if I'm planning on eating them all now. So then you take the one from the Shivas Aminim and you make the bracha on and you have the other ones in mind. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tuv.